Somebody made a comment on my channel. She said, so we're living in the Matrix. And then a couple days later, or a day later, somebody said, we're living in hell. Now, the reason it feels like we're living in hell is because the flesh creatures are in control. If you let them. In a lot of these positions, these flesh creatures run. You know, part of the problem, we got a lot of problems that could, if a king was in charge, we could solve these problems. If I was in charge, first of all, the feminism, that's got to go. That's got to go. When they let, like, the lady on Alex Jones' show, she said the women shouldn't be voting because they vote based on emotion. That's why women want socialism. They don't understand the sacrificial redemptive program fractally. The saved women do, but the unsaved women, they live in Fantasy Island. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, and when you got a bunch of people in charge of a nation or leadership in a nation who don't understand sacrifice, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, it's going to feel like hell because they're trying to let the flesh rule. Instead of dying daily, dying to the flesh, dying to the old man, they want the flesh to rule. They want to flip it upside down. And the flesh shall never rule. The flesh mind will never rule. So you got all these Hollywood actors promoting insanity. The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are good, good report, lovely, think on these things. Don't think on the negative side. But see, Hollywood and all that, they want you thinking on the negative side. Then you got Zeph, he's justifying writing books of evil. He thinks it's cool. But I'm just showing reality. Yeah, but the Bible says think on those things that are good. Why? We already know it's bad out here. We already know reality's bad. We live it every day. We live it every day. You know, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is to good to the edifying. If everything reflects back in this program, in this copy machine, why are you going to speak negative? Why are you going to say GD? And why are you going to do all that? Why are you going to speak negative and curses? Why are you going to speak curse out of your mouth? Because you're reflecting back curses on yourself and those that listen to you, you know? You get what you reap what you sow down here. This is a copy machine. The flesh side has to die. The flesh mind has to die. The old Adam has to die. It's got to die. And if the old Adam dies, it won't feel like hell. It'll feel like heaven. Now, we do have people around us that are hell-bound sinners that try to make us into a hell, but we've got the law to hold them in check. The letter killeth those that bear the sword in vain. So the problem is you got leadership in charge, and I've noticed some unsaved leaders that speak more positive than the Christians now. In other words, no corrupt communication is proceeding out of the mouth. They might be corrupt in their home and in their doctrine and their belief system, but on the job, they don't speak negative. But I've seen the same people speak negative. Hollywood's messed everybody up, and the music has messed everybody up. if you can't cut the music off or the TV off, that means you're a slave to it. A lot of people say they're saved, but they're slave to the TV or slave to the music. Are you really free if you're a slave to something else? They're a slave to smoking. They're a slave to drinking. They're a slave to cursing. Are you really free in Christ? Can you cut the music off for 7 days? 7 years? Can you cut it off for a year? Can you cut it off for a month? Most people can't, because that's where they get their hive mind from. That's where they get their thinking from. Instead of getting their thinking from the Holy Spirit and from the Bible and being a free thinker, they got to have the music and the TV and all that on. They got to be constantly on the phone 24/7. They've got to get their information somewhere so they can repeat it back, because they don't have no thought of their own. They're not independent thinkers. So an independent thinker is an independent thinker is free, but a slave thinker is not free. So if they want you to be depressed, you're going to be depressed, because they're going to put that in your ear gate. You got somebody calling you on the phone all the time that's negative and depressed. Or if you got a YouTube channel, now listen, if you got a YouTube channel that's always negative and depressing and cursing, why are you listening to it? Don't you know that you become what you follow? You become like what you follow. They claim to be a Christian all day long, or a believer, or a Bible believer. A lot of these people online, they say, I'm not a Christian, I'm just a Bible believer. I'm just follow Jesus. Well, they're called Christians if you follow. They say, I'm not a Christian, but I believe in Jesus. What? The Bible says you're a Christian. Don't even make sense. That's an oxymoron to the hilt. I'm to the point now. Once you learn from somebody what you need to learn, and you realize they're not built, they're not edifying, they're not building up, move away, move on. You're here to grow. You're here to build up the body. You're not here to tear down the body. You're here to build up the body. If somebody's tearing down the body, move on. We've all done it. I'm sure I've done it. But that's not my intention, and hopefully that's not my overarching thing. But if you got somebody, if their overarching thing on YouTube is to tear down and be depressed and talk about dying and suicide, if that's their overarching topic, move on. Get them out of your ear gate, because they're part of it. They're putting those thoughts in your mind. Get out of there. Think about life and truth and edification. Tearing down is not where you want to be. It's not where you want to be. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip. So, yeah, you're living in hell when the flesh creatures rule, and when you got people around you that aren't loyal and dependable. If a person feels like they're living in hell, and I know what they're saying, because I can see it all the time, but what I found out is if the people who are causing your hell are removed from your ear gate and your eye gate, it changes. If you got people who are in your ear gate or eye gate that make you feel like you're living hell, remove them one by one and it'll start to feel better. I know what you're talking about. I see it all the time. And a hellbound sinner is living in hell, and when you hang out or you're around them, you're going to feel like you're living in hell. It's just the equation, you know. Those you hang out with is what you're going to be like. You might have to change jobs, you know.